So in 1965 comes an opportunity to run for state legislature.
Mm-hmm.
And your youth was an issue because
yes.
you were all of 24 years old.
Yes, that's right. I was going to turn 25 just in time to meet the legal deadline. Yeah.
You were also called a carpetbagger and all sorts of things. I mean,
yeah.
You talked earlier about some shyness, but maybe you've gotten over that by this time?
Well, no, that was the first race. That's the race where I sat in the car for a long time before I ever handed out my brochures. So I was almost 25 years old and running for the state legislature for the first time. I did have to really work to overcome my shyness.
Your family, your father, people help you in that?
They helped me. Of course, they had moved to Washington in the meantime, and so that's why I was called a carpetbagger. I didn't own a home. I was this young guy in college. I was running against an established attorney and a sheriff of the county, lived in the county and had young families. But I decided to jump in and try. I got a lot of students at OU to help me, and we mapped out the towns, how we'd hand out brochures and work door-to-door. Worked really, really hard. My dad certainly made calls and things like that to try to help me with old-timers in the county.
In that election, it was a close victory, and there was even a recount in it.
There was a recount. I won by 92 votes in a runoff. I was in a runoff. Then we had a recount, and I ended up winning by an even 100 votes out of about 8,000.
District Judge Lee West presided over that.
Judge Lee West presided over that. He was the judge from Ada, and they wanted to have an out-of-county judge to preside over the recount. There weren't voting machines. They were the old stamped X ballots. We had to have guards sleep with the ballot boxes overnight to make sure the other side didn't tamper with the boxes. Everybody had a watchdog there. They'd look and they'd say, did this get stamped twice or who did they intend to vote for? So Lee West, he laughed later because I later recommended that Lee West be appointed federal judge. He's a wonderful wit, as you know. He loved to get up and say, people ask me, how did you get appointed federal judge? Was it your great legal mind? And he said, I was the best recount presider that ever was. But, of course, it was his talent. It really was his talent, but he was the presider.
And I should point out, for those listening to this, that I've interviewed him, and his interview is heard here on Voices of
Oklahoma. Oh, great. That's wonderful.